Welcome to the Bone Coach Show, dedicated to helping you understand all things related to diet, lifestyle, bone health, and how you can live and thrive with low bone density and osteoporosis. I'm your host, Kevin Ellis, certified health coach, health and wellness speaker, and above all else, your bone coach. After being diagnosed with osteoporosis in my early 30s, I transformed my health through diet and lifestyle and now help my clients and community members do the same through my online coaching practice, BoneCoach.com. Look, there are no quick and easy cures for low bone density, but the choices we make every single day can have a powerful impact on our bones, our health, and our general well-being. I'll share the research, interview the experts, and help you figure out how to get the conditions right in your body so you can better your bones through diet and lifestyle. Short disclaimer, I'm not a medical doctor, and this show should not be considered medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare team before making medical decisions and changes to your diet and lifestyle. With that being said, let's get on with the show.
Every year here in the United States, over 5 million people undergo injections of Botox. Botox is a very powerful toxin. Essentially what it does is if you inject it in, if we were to inject a small amount in somebody like yourself, Kevin, it would kill you within minutes. But if you inject the most minuscule amount of Botox into one of the muscles, that when it flexes, it creates wrinkles, like crow's feet wrinkles, like forehead lines, like frown lines between the eyebrows. If we inject into those muscles that create those types of dynamic wrinkles, then it can actually prevent the transmission of nerve impulses to that muscle for about 3 to 4 months and cause those wrinkles that are created by those muscles to basically smooth out.
If you haven't done so already, especially if you're newly diagnosed with osteopenia or osteoporosis, or if your most recent bone density scan still showed more bone loss, go ahead and pause this episode and head over to BoneCoach.com to sign up for your free 7-day osteoporosis kickstart guide. That's going to give you everything you need step by step by step over the next 7 days to get on the path to improvement and stronger bones. You won't want to miss that. So pause this right now, head over to BoneCoach.com, and I'll be here as soon as you get back. Welcome to this episode of the Bone Coach Show. Joining us today to explore the fascinating world of holistic plastic surgery and the secrets to youthful skin and overall wellness is America's renowned holistic plastic surgeon, Dr. Tony Yoon. Known as America's holistic plastic surgeon, Anthony Yoon is a nationally recognized board-certified plastic surgeon, recognized as a leader in his field. He is the author of the best-selling books, The Age Fix, In Stitches, and Playing God. His public television special, The Age Fix with Dr. Anthony Yoon, has been viewed by millions. Dr. Yoon also hosts the popular podcast, The Holistic Plastic Surgery Show. He is the most followed plastic surgeon on social media, with over 4.5 million subscribers on his YouTube channel and 8 million followers on TikTok. And he is absolutely hilarious, by the way. His new book, Younger for Life, is a complete holistic guide to turning back the clock using the aging or the process of auto-juvenation. So Dr. Tony Yoon, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Kevin. This will be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, Tony. So let's get into this and let's start out with, tell us a little bit about how you became America's holistic plastic surgeon.
So I went through traditional medical training. So I'm my MD at Michigan State University. I did 3 years of general surgery residency. I did 2 years of plastic surgery residency. And then I did a fellowship, which is like an apprenticeship with a top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills for a year. And then I started my private practice. So I do all cosmetic surgery. And honestly, what happened is I practiced like a traditional plastic surgeon for many, many years. And, you know, in surgery, when we go through our training, we have a saying, to cut is to cure, or the only way to heal is with cold steel. And we look at that and we look at kind of life and our career in that way as a surgeon, is the goal as a surgeon is to go to the operating room. And so for many years, I actually gauged the success of my practice on how many operations I was doing, specifically how many facelifts I was doing. And the reason why that was important at that time was because, you know, in surgery, there are certain operations that you consider to be like really desirable. So if you're a general surgeon, that operation is a Whipple. This is a 10-hour cancer operation that if you're so lucky you can do a Whipple, then you have reached the cream of the crop. And probably in plastic surgery, that's the facelift, because a lot of people will not be all that choosy if, you know, for who does their liposuction, but you know they're going to be very choosy on who does their facelift. And so for many years, I kind of gauged my success on how many facelifts I had until I had a patient who had a horrible, just devastating complication from a facelift I performed. Now, there wasn't anything that I could have done differently to prevent it. There wasn't anything that she could have done. Just sometimes bad things happen in surgery, no matter how good your surgeon is. And it really taught me a lesson that everything I had been taught as a surgeon, the goal was wrong. And the goal should not be to bring people to the operating room. The goal should be the opposite. It should be, how do I keep people out of the operating room, yet still have them feel and look great and look their best and not feel that they have to go under the knife to get there?
Such a unique perspective you have too. And, you know, if you follow Tony on any of his social media channels, he creates these reels and he kind of explores things that are maybe he'll break down different operations that people had or different skin conditions, or what are some of the other things that you talk about on social media today?
Yeah, a lot of it, you know, I'm happy to talk about skincare. A lot of social media now is dispelling misinformation. And so there are a lot of people out there who are trying to go viral by putting misinformation out there. So for example, I have a series that I do called Real or Sus. Is this real or is this sus or technically suspicious? Your Gen Z will know what that means. And then I've got another one that's fact or cap. Cap means basically false. So it's either true or false. And because there are people who are putting information on social media that it's shocking how not true some of this information is. So for example, you know, there was one video that I basically reacted to where it was a guy who said, this is how you get rid of your tattoo. And he had a tattoo on his hand. And he said, you put some olive oil on it, you put some salt, and then you just rub it and you rub it and rub it. And then he wipes the salt off and the tattoo is gone. And he's like, this is how you get rid of it. And this video goes viral. And God knows how many people are scrubbing salt and olive oil on their tattoos, thinking that's actually going to make their tattoos go away. I mean, I think something like 15 million people saw this video, and like a million people actually liked the video, meaning they actually believe that this was true. And so as a real physician, one of my goals is to put the truth out there and to try to help people prevent themselves from wasting their time and their money on things, let's say, that just don't work.
And that's one of the things I really admire and respect about what you do is you do take the science, you bring up the studies, you point out the things that are right or not right, or where people may be incorrect. And then you bring some laughter to it also to make it engaging and entertaining. So again, I will tell you, if you are not following Tony on social media, go find, what is your handle, by the way?
Well, it depends on most of them. It's Dr. Yoon, Youn is the last name. And then on Instagram, it's Tony Yoon MD. I keep trying to change it to Dr. Yoon, but they won't let me because their customer service at Instagram is so bad. You can't get a hold of anybody to change anything.
Yeah. So check him out. And then, but also you have a new book out called Younger for Life. In it, you talk about this process called autojuvenation. And I'd love for you to explore, share that with our audience. What is that? And, you know, what are the learnings that you took from all the previous surgeries and clients and patients that you've worked with over the years? And how is that being applied into this book?
Yeah. So, you know, I hit rock bottom when my patient had this terrible complication. And for many, many months, I actually questioned whether what I was doing was the right thing. You know, was I a bad doctor? Is the field of medicine that I've chosen not the right one? Am I actually doing society and my patients a true service? And when I really kind of came out of this dark place after this happened, I came to that realization that I need to figure out how to get my patients happy without having them go under the knife. And so I spent a lot of time learning from alternative health practitioners, from dermatologists, from skincare experts, from nutritionists, and really spent a lot of time diving deep into so much that I had never been taught in my training. You know, I had almost zero training in nutrition in medical school. Yet when you look at how to truly turn back the clock, the food that you eat is really the basis of all of that. You know, the way I kind of describe it, it's like you're building a house. When you're looking at turning back the clock naturally, or even in general, surgery is, it's like you're building a house, and the surgery part of it, like the facelift, is like the spire way at the top of the roof. And what is the foundation of the house that you're building, that anti-aging house? It's food. And so I spent all this time then creating this concept of autojuvenation. And autojuvenation essentially is using your body's own regenerative abilities to rejuvenate itself. Because if you give your body basically the conditions that it needs and you give it the tools that it needs, it can turn back the clock. You can see your skin look younger. You can see your skin go from looking aged and wrinkled to vibrant and youthful. And you can do that without having surgery. And what that entails basically is five things. It's what you eat, when you eat, supplements, skincare, and optional are non-invasive or minimally invasive treatments. And if you focus on these the right way, and that's what I go over in my book, Younger for Life, you can truly turn back the clock and see a younger you sometimes in just weeks.
Yeah. And nutrition, you know, if we're talking about skin health and the way you look and the way you feel, and we're also talking about bone health too, because nutrients play such an important part. They're the building blocks of your skeleton. And if you're not taking in the right nutrients in the right amounts, you're not going to be able to actually rebuild those things inside your body. So you need exactly. the right inputs to have better outputs. So I'm totally on board with you there. Can we talk about why do people have aging skin? I mean, as we get older, obviously we get wrinkles, but like what's happening there? Why is that happening? And what are some of the things that we can do to prevent that from happening or at least slow it?
Yeah. So there are some definite corollaries where when you look at the aging of your skin to what you go over with the aging of your bones. Now, when I look at aging skin, I look at four different things that you can technically intervene. And there's a fifth one that's really good too, that I don't focus as much on the book because part of it I think is very general. So the first thing that I'm not as big focusing on, but is nutrient depletion. You know, and one of the things we do know is that our food is not as nutritious as it used to be. There actually was a study, Kevin, conducted between the years of 1950 and 1999, and it studied the fruits and vegetables that were harvested throughout these years and looked at their nutritional components, how much nutrition each of these had. And they found six different nutrients that the fruits and vegetables that we're eating gradually had a reduction, a significant decline in year after year after year. And three of those are iron, protein, and vitamin C. And so one of the big things is going back to the whole foods diet. This is something that I do talk about a good amount in the book, stuff that you've done really good on your podcast and, you know, and sharing with your followers the importance of that. And in that way, it's very similar with bone health. But the second way, you know, the other four things I really do focus a lot on that you can make huge changes that a lot of people don't think about regarding the skin. Number one is collagen. So our skin is composed about 70 to 80% collagen. And that collagen starts to decline about in our mid 20s, and it declines about 1% a year of the thickness of our collagen of our skin. And once women go through menopause, that goes down by about 2% a year after menopause. And that's one reason why we may see women who are in their 70s and 80s and they've got skin that is just tissue paper thin and that can even tear from as simple as a little scratch. The next cause of aging of the skin is free radicals or oxidation. Free radicals essentially are byproducts of our own body's metabolism. Just being alive, your body creates free radicals. But also depending on the foods you eat and the environment around you, pollution, smoking, fried foods, ultra-processed foods, that can add more free radicals to your system, causing your system to be basically overrun. And that's a condition we call oxidative stress. And that can be prematurely aging to the skin as well. The next cause of aging of the skin is inflammation, not acute inflammation, which can be a good thing, but chronic inflammation. And the big cause of chronic inflammation of our skin is sugar. Sugar causes chronic inflammation of our skin, which can prematurely age your skin. And then the fifth or final cause of aging of the skin is a buildup of cellular waste. And essentially what I call that is it's a lack of autophagy or a lack of essentially our intracellular cleanup process that is necessary. And the way we do that, affect that is by intermittent fasting. So just kind of five main ways. I'm happy to go into each of those if you want to go a little more in depth.
Yeah, I want to circle back to this in just a minute. I am interested in if somebody starts to have wrinkles show up, right? And they want to take the external approach, not the internal autojuvenation approach. They take the external approach, which is maybe getting, is it Botox or what are some of the other potential outside treatments that most people are going to be familiar with? And then Why would they or would they not want to go that route?
Yeah, so there are treatments. You know, one thing that's really good with today's day and age is that our technology has benefited us, giving us a lot of options for cosmetic treatments that aren't surgery. And it starts with the injections, Botox being the most popular cosmetic treatment, honestly, in the history of the world. Every year here in the United States, over 5 million people undergo injections of Botox. Botox is a very powerful toxin. Essentially, what it does is if you inject it in, if we were to inject a small amount in somebody like yourself, Kevin, it would kill you within minutes. But if you inject the most minuscule amount of Botox into one of the muscles, that when it flexes, it creates wrinkles like crow's feet wrinkles, like forehead lines, like frown lines between the eyebrows. If we inject into those muscles that create those types of dynamic wrinkles, then it can actually prevent the transmission of nerve impulses to that muscle for about 3 to 4 months and cause those wrinkles that are created by those muscles to basically smooth out. And so that's what Botox does, is essentially it weakens muscles temporarily. And if those muscles are causing wrinkles, then those wrinkles essentially disappear. They don't form. And that's why Botox can also be used for muscle spasticity disorders. You know, so people who have, let's say, a spastic esophagus, Botox has been injected into that. People who have, let's say, spastic muscles around their eyes or their eyeballs, that has been used very effectively for that as well. But the most people use it to get rid of lines. Now that's in contrast with filler. You may have heard about injectable filler. The original injectable filler was collagen. Why? Because collagen is 70-80% of our skin. The problem with collagen is that it disappears very quickly after you inject it. It only lasts about 3 months or so. And so most of the fillers that are used today are hyaluronic acid fillers. Hyaluronic acid is a naturally occurring moisturizer of the skin. But the reason why hyaluronic acid fillers are so popular today is because we can alter their structure and their cross-linking to make them either really thin. So for areas that you want to fill out, like under the eyes where the skin is real thin, you can do a real thin filler. Or for areas, let's say, that are thicker, like say you want to rebuild somebody's chin with filler, then you can use some that is actually a lot thicker and can even last longer. And so injectable filler, essentially the way I describe it, it's like liquid skin. You inject it and it adds volume into an area, whether it's the lips or the cheeks or wrinkles like your nasolabial folds, the smile lines. Basically, it just adds volume into the face, which is different than Botox, which causes muscles to essentially relax.
And are there reasons why someone wouldn't want to get these too? I mean, obviously the whole auto-rejuvenation process and doing things internally, is that your go-to first before you would actually?
Yeah, so you know, it is definitely like building a house. And once again, the food is the basis of it, because really the food impacts the most. What you eat impacts the most of how your skin ages. There's a direct connection between your diet and your skin aging. That being said, you also have to be realistic. You know, if you've got deep lines between your eyebrows, you know, there's no vegetable you're going to eat that's going to make those lines go away. Okay. There's no intermittent fasting that's going to smooth those lines specifically. Now, if you eat the right foods and you intermittent fast occasionally and do some of the things that I recommend in the book, you can see your skin definitely improve. But once again, it's not going to get rid of smile lines. And so in certain situations, you know, those types of treatments can become very helpful. And surgery is the same thing. You know, there are situations where the only real option is surgery. And I'm all for non-invasive options, but let's say, you know, you have a woman who's had four children, her tummy's been stretched out, she's got a lot of loose skin hanging from her tummy. Maybe she's got rashes under that skin. You know, maybe she's got some even ulcerations because of the skin rubbing. Well, there's no injection that's going to make that skin go away. There's nothing to slather on the skin that will make it disappear. Sometimes you just have to have surgery. But the good thing nowadays is that there are options that are non-surgical that can help. You know, we have ways now that devices that can help melt fat and actually permanently get rid of fat. The results are pretty subtle, but they do work. There are injections also that melt fat as well. And we even have non-invasive skin tightening treatments that can create some mild tightening of the skin. But once again, they're not going to get rid of skin that is excessive and hanging.
Now, you mentioned intermittent fasting a second ago. How can that help improve your skin?
So intermittent fasting is kind of that final thing that I talk about with skin aging. So one of the w reasons why our skin ages prematurely is because our body does not allow the process of autophagy to occur. And what that means essentially is that our cells can build up with cellular waste products. And these are proteins and organelles and even mitochondria that essentially have been used up by the cells. And they're sitting in the cells, basically slowing the cell's processes down. They're kind of filling the area up with essentially waste product. Now, our body will actually recycle that intracellular waste using a process called autophagy. Autophagy means self-eating. And essentially, it's a process that our cells go through where when our cells run out of fuel, they will then use that intracellular waste as a fuel source and essentially recycle it. When that intracellular waste is recycled and it's used up, the cells start functioning more efficiently, more youthfully, and that truly is an anti-aging type of a thing. The problem with our society, though, is that we're all used to constantly eating. And in order for autophagy to occur, you have to stop eating for a period of time, ideally at least 12 hours. 16 would be ideal, but 12 would be minimum. By not eating, you stop the flow of fuel to those cells, and you allow those cells then to shift into autophagy mode, start cleaning themselves out. That is an intracellular, once again, cleansing process, recycling process, and your cells function more efficiently, more youthfully, and you can technically turn back the clock that way. And there are people we find that will go on, let's say, intermittent fasting and actually see their skin improve just from doing things like fasting or going on, let's say, a low-calorie, pseudo-fast type of a diet for a while.
And just for everybody listening, fasting is just you're not eating right during that time. So just think about that. 12 hours, what Tony just talked about, 7 p.m. in the evening to 7 a.m. in the morning. That's 12 hours. You can go 12 hours without eating, right? That should be an absolute minimum for people. That means just you're not snacking after you've had dinner and things like that. And you focus on other things, right? Focus on other things in the evening. And then in the morning, maybe
you can drink water and tea and coffee. And, that's all fine. Just no calories ideally during that time.
Yeah. And then right as soon as you wake up, it doesn't mean that you just have to eat immediately necessarily. So, I think sometimes people hear that, hear fasting and things like that. And they're like, oh, I could never do that. Well, really, you do it every night, right? It's just how long are you actually going to extend that for? So let's talk about skincare and skincare products, because that's a big topic for a lot of people. The things that they're putting on their skin, your skin is the largest organ, right, in your body. So how important is skincare? And do you have any recommendations or suggestions around lotions or sunscreens or things that you should avoid or should incorporate?
Yeah, so really skincare is a very easy way to see some major changes in your skin. But the problem with skincare products is that they're so confusing. You can go to Sephora or you can go to Ulta or you can go to department stores and there's so many products. This is promising to be better than Botox. This is promising to make all your wrinkles disappear. So what do you do? So what I did with my book is I really created a very simple skincare routine that honestly anybody can do. It takes 2 minutes a day. And we actually tested it on people where we put them on this skincare routine for 2 minutes a day. And we had them do it for 2 months. And then we show their photos to some of my followers online and ask them, how much younger do these people look? And we had an average of about 5 years younger after just doing this very simple skincare routine. So I call it the 2 minutes, 5 years younger skincare routine. And it starts off every morning, you want to cleanse your skin with a cleanser appropriate for your skin type. So if you've got oily skin, then you want to use a foaming cleanser that'll help with the oil. If you've got dry or sensitive skin, then you want to use a more milky or hydrating cleanser for your skin. Second step is you want to apply an antioxidant, and vitamin C is the one that we typically start with because most skincare companies have a good vitamin C serum to start with to use. And that's an antioxidant. It fights free radicals. I mentioned free radicals and oxidation earlier as being one of the great agers of our skin. And then I do recommend wearing a sunscreen, especially if you're going to be out during the day, at least an SPF 30. You want to ideally wear that to obviously protect your skin from the sun. If that's all you do in the morning, that's all you have to do technically. You're still doing well. So cleanser, antioxidant serum, and then a sunscreen. At night, you have to cleanse your skin. You have to get rid of the day's worth of dirt and grime and oil and pollution that's sitting on the surface of your skin. If you only wash your face once a day, make sure it's at night. And then you want to apply an anti-aging cream. The one that we usually recommend people start with is a retinoid. Retinoids come in prescription strength, which is Retin-A, or non-prescription strength, which is retinol. And most people, you can get a retinol. There's so many different skincare brands that have their own retinol cream. I have my own retinol, Yoon Beauty Retinol Moisturizer, which is one of our top selling products. The benefit of retinol is many, many things. It does so many things in literally one type of cream. So it can help to reverse fine lines and wrinkles. It can help to thicken the skin. Like I mentioned earlier, the collagen thins in our skin as we get older. This can help thicken the skin. It can help reduce pigmentary blemishes like age spots and sunspots. And it may even help reduce early pre-skin cancers. So if you have a history of skin cancers, especially on your face, using either a retinol or even ideally a prescription strength Retin-A may help to reverse some of these early skin cell atypias, which can eventually progress to skin cancer in the future. And then if you want to apply moisturizer over your skin after that, you can, but you don't have to. If you've got oily skin, then you don't need to use a moisturizer. So really that's all you have to do at night. Cleanse your skin, apply a retinoid, and then a moisturizer as desired. And then I recommend once a week if you have sensitive skin, maybe twice a week if you have quote unquote normal skin, to exfoliate your skin. And exfoliation, essentially you can do it with a gentle scrub, or you can use an alpha hydroxy acid like an at-home peel. This helps to get rid of that upper layer of dead skin cells, and that sends a cellular signal to the deeper layer of skin cells to cause your cells to turn over more quickly. And essentially what this does is it causes your skin to feel, one of the reasons why our skin feels rougher as we get older is because the skin cells just sit there and it takes much longer for that process of kind of the new skin cells starting at the base of the skin, coming all to the surface and sloughing off. We want that process going faster like it was when we were a lot younger.
Well, I can tell you my skincare routine is falling significantly short. I'm
That's the case.
I'm a one bar soap kind of guy. I remember when I was younger, it was just Irish Spring everywhere.
Yep.
Right over the top.
Well, I bet you your wife may have a different routine than you, I suppose.
She does, for sure.
And that's why women too, I see a lot of husband wives come into my office, and I mean the wife, and I've done like husband wife facelifts, and the wives facelifts always last a lot longer because they've been taking care of their skin. And guys, just like you said, bar soap, you wash it, you dry it, and you're out the door. You're not as young as you used to be, Kevin. This is a good time to get started on good skincare. So 10, 20 years from now, they're like, man, that Kevin hasn't aged at all.
Yeah. I think I should probably jump into the skincare ring at some point and maybe get some different creams or something.
We'll send you some. We'll get you some.
Okay. So, and then we also talk any other cost-effective cosmetic treatments, good bang. Yeah. Cosmetic treatments.
Yeah. So in my book, I do go over DIY treatments. And one of the big ones that I would recommend that people consider, if let's say you don't have access to a med spa, or let's say you're on a pretty tight budget, but you want to do something more than the diet, the skincare, the intermittent fasting, and the supplements, then the first place to start is red light therapy. Now, people use red light therapy for a lot of different things, for therapeutic reasons, for muscle aches and joint pain and stuff like that. But red light therapy actually can be very anti-aging to your skin. And the belief is that red light therapy, the red light device, and they come in all sorts of devices. You have handheld devices where you maybe target a quadrant of your face at a time. I'm not a big fan of those. It takes time and it's kind of a pain. There are tabletop devices that you can basically look into for several minutes and they treat your face. There are creepy looking Hannibal Lecter masks that people walk around wearing that are lit up, and those are kind of cool. And then some people even have full beds in their houses of red light therapy. But the belief of how that works essentially is that the red light, the energy from that red light gets transferred to the mitochondria in your skin cells. And the mitochondria then, which are the powerhouses of your cells, produce more ATP, essentially more energy. And essentially that's the idea, is that you're kind of energizing your cells to become more youthful. And there are actual studies that have looked at that, where they put somebody on red light therapy for 90 days or so, having it done, let's say, every other day. And 90% of them have an improvement in the skin tone and 80% of them in the skin texture. And they've even done split face studies where you only treat half of the face, and the half of the face that was treated with red light therapy has less wrinkles, more hydration, and more elasticity of the skin. So it definitely works. And once again, these devices can be relatively inexpensive, especially compared to, let's say, laser treatments done at a doctor's office or a med spa.
Interesting. Yeah, I've got multiple red light therapy devices. So at least I'm doing that right from a skin perspective.
What part of your body are you using those on, though?
All over.
Are you? Well, there you go. So you're doing this stuff.
Okay, so that's interesting. And then you also mentioned collagen. You've mentioned collagen multiple times. So collagen production declining as we age, obviously for our bones, collagen is important. It's that collagen protein matrix is the foundation of our bone structure. So collagen is really important. What are your thoughts on collagen supplements?
So collagen supplements actually in traditional medicine are very controversial. If you go online and let's say just on social media and say, hey, I recommend collagen for your skin, and I've done that, there is so much hate that comes from making those types of statements. And so what I hear oftentimes is people say, I was thinking about taking collagen, but I asked my family doctor and he or she said, they said, don't do it. It doesn't work. Your body just absorbs it and you don't know it's going to work. And the fact is that I think that what's, and I'm a traditionally trained physician, we are very, unfortunately, traditional medicine is very anti-supplements, period. And so there are doctors out there and a lot of family doctors who really just don't know much about supplements, but they don't know they don't know. And so their opinion is always negative to supplements because they just don't have experience with them. But really what the truth of the matter is that the studies show that collagen supplements work. And when you share that they work for bone health, for osteoporosis, but they also work for skin health too. And the key that I tell patients is that the important thing is, collagen is a large protein. There are companies who make collagen creams and they try to sell them to you as if they're going to improve the collagen of your skin. That does not work because the protein is so large, your skin is a barrier. It's not going to allow that protein to enter through your skin barrier. But people who make collagen supplements are very smart. They basically take that large protein, and they break it down. They hydrolyze it, which means break it down into individual amino acids or peptides, which are a combination of a few amino acids. That makes the protein small enough that we can actually absorb it through our GI tract. And then there actually are studies that show that it does improve your skin. In fact, there was a meta-analysis published in 2021 that looked at over 1,100 people who took collagen supplements for 90 days and found a statistically significant improvement in wrinkles, in skin and skin hydration, and skin elasticity. And there even have been studies where they put somebody on a prospective, randomized, clinically controlled trial, placebo controlled, so you even have a placebo, and they put them on collagen for a couple months, and then they actually will biopsy their skin afterwards, look at the biopsy under the microscope, and find that the collagen, the thickness of the skin is increased, the collagen is increased. So there's a lot of science to show it works. And those people who say that it doesn't, the reason why they say that is because honestly, they don't know what they're talking about. They haven't looked at the studies. They just are of an opinion that supplements just don't work. And they automatically will say that it doesn't, even though they haven't actually looked at the studies, which are numerous to show that they help, just like with bone health.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm on the same page with you about collagen supplements, and like we recommend that there are specific bioactive peptides that I know you and I are both familiar with. Fortibone is one specifically shown to have benefits for bone. Vericel is one specifically shown to have benefits for skin. Fortigel is one that is specifically benefits, I believe, joints. And Tendafort is one that benefits tendons and things like that. So, just they're great options for collagen supplements too. So I love that we're on the same page.
Do you recommend your followers who have osteoporosis that they also do bone broth?
Yeah, well, I love bone broth. I mean, I think it's an easy addition because you can add it into soups, right? Instead of just using a water base for a soup or that empty broth that you get, on the shelf in the store that really doesn't have any protein content in it. It's just water and flavoring. Why don't we just get a little bit of bone broth? Add that into a pot, add some great vegetables, other nutrients, other proteins in there, and get yourself a nice nourishing bowl that helps your gut, your skin. You're getting those amino acids. Yeah, I think it's great.
It's interesting because I did some research for my book because I've always recommended bone broth too. And we're both friends with Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, who's the bone broth, Dr. Bone Broth, and she's like, oh, the skin's so much nicer with it. Interestingly enough, there actually are no studies that show that drinking bone broth improves your skin, even though bone broth we know is just filled with collagen. But at the same time, there are no studies to show that bone broth doesn't improve your skin. There just aren't any studies on bone broth and skin, at least nothing that I could find. And so unfortunately, like a traditional doctor would say, oh, well, then of course it doesn't, you know, bone broth doesn't help your skin. There's no, where's the scientific proof to show that bone broth helps your skin? And there isn't any. Truthfully, there isn't. But it just makes sense that it does. You have so many anecdotal stories, and we know that collagen supplements improve your skin. So you should be able to make that kind of jump to saying, okay, if collagen supplements are proven to improve your skin, then you have to assume bone broth does as well.
You know, it's so funny you said that, because I actually wrote an article on specifically, is bone broth good for bone health? What the research says or something like that. And there are not studies to show bone broth specifically is going to help improve your bones. But then if you look at the components of what's in it, it's like all of these things can help bones, right? So you're not going to necessarily have randomized control trials on every single thing that you're putting in your body in order to make a decision on whether or not it can or can't help you. Like that's just, we're not going to have data.
Yeah. Right? And there are studies that show that if you have high levels, if you eat high levels of vitamin C, you will have actually less wrinkles as you get older. But does that mean if you eat a lot of oranges that you'll have less wrinkles? Well, probably, because it's got a lot of vitamin C in it. But yeah, just like you said, I mean, I think it's very safe to make certain types of assumptions when you see the evidence and you put it together in a very, I mean, obviously like intelligent way. I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah, totally. And you brought up vitamin C multiple times throughout this. Like vitamin C is so important, not just for your skin, but also for your bones. It stimulates pro-collagen, it enhances collagen synthesis. It helps stimulate bone building cell formation. But on the also on the other side too, though, if you're not getting enough vitamin C, over time, you're going to have increased fracture risk. You know, your skeleton is that collagen protein matrix. So yeah, really, really helpful. So any other thoughts you want to share with our audience before we jump to, I know you've got some goodies to give to our audience if we can, but anything else you want to touch on before we close out?
Yeah, I think the thing I always want to tell people is that there are so many options for you to turn back the clock naturally. You don't have to jump to Botox or filler or surgery. You know, if you focus on those main components of autorejuvenation, what you eat, when you eat, supplements, skincare products, and you add some of those non-invasive treatments like red light therapy, I strongly believe that 80 to 90% of people can avoid going under the knife and still feel like they look younger than they are and even look upwards of 10 years younger in as little as a span of a few weeks to a few months. We did this actually as a 21-day challenge that we did, a jumpstart, where we literally changed just three things: what people ate, we had them do a minor amount of intermittent fasting, and we had them start with certain skincare products and supplements. And after 21 days, it's not like they had a facelift. It didn't look like they had a facelift, but their skin was improved. They actually had strangers stop them on the street and ask them what they're doing with their skin because their skin looks so nice. They would go to parties and their friends would go, "Wow, you just look amazing." And they couldn't quite put their finger, why does this person look so great? And it was because their skin looked so much nicer, literally within just 3 weeks of making these changes. So your body has regenerative abilities that we are not taught about. It can rejuvenate itself if you just give it the right tools to do that. And that's what I share with you in the book, Younger for Life.
Love that. Yep. Nutrition, lifestyle, those things play such an impact. And I mean, just like you said, you can see improvements in your skin in a very short period of time, but you can also see improvements in other things. You can see improvements in your digestive health. Maybe you've had longstanding digestive issues for a long time. You could see those things start to turn around. Maybe it's you've got less stress, you're sleeping better, your energy is greater. You know, as you start to make some of these changes, and you can see improvements in other areas too that you may not have actually set out to intend to improve in the first place. So.
Totally. Because I bet you people that you get a lot of people who are probably taking your collagen supplement and asking you like, hey, why is my hair getting thicker? Why are my nails getting stronger? Why does my skin look so much brighter? Because all this does totally work together. And that's a great thing. And you know, I go over some of that in my book of like, you know, you can do this. You know, for me, I try to use people's motivation to look better. You know, the vanity can be a very powerful motivation. And sometimes, you know, you tell people, look, if you smoke, you'll get emphysema. They go, I don't care. If you eat these types of foods, you're going to get a heart attack. I don't care. Well, but if you do this, you're going to get wrinkles. They go, oh, wait a minute. I don't want wrinkles. You tell me what to do. I'll do it. I don't want those wrinkles. So we meet people where they are. And we find that by making these simple changes in diet and lifestyle, not only can you make your bones and your joints feel better, but your skin looks better. Your hair gets thicker. And there's so many other benefits because all of this is intertwined. That's the beauty of it. Definitely.
You know what, you mentioned something about, you know, people taking collagen and things like that. So a couple of years ago, I was so averse to wanting to even sell supplements to our clients and stuff because I didn't want to be just a supplement salesman, right? But what was interesting is now I actually have people come into our programs because they take the supplements and they're like, wow, I actually see improvements in my joints or this area or that thing. And they're like, well, if this works, then the program must work too. And I hear that all the time now. So now my thinking is actually a little bit different because just like you see too, when people provide themselves the nutrients, they get some of these small wins, they can see improvements, and they're going to stick with those things longer and just see those improvements are going to have compounding interest, basically. So.
Exactly. No, you're 100% on the mark, and I really love what you're doing and the message that you're sharing and all the hundreds of thousands of people that you're impacting with your message. I mean, it's great.
Hey, well, I'll get to 8 million one day.
Oh yeah, we've talked about
Totally have.
that.
Okay, so Tony, let's talk about where people can find your book. Any of the goodies that you want to give to our audience, that would be awesome too. And for everybody listening, we'll link to all this stuff in the show notes as well.
Thank you. So we usually recommend if to try to support your local retailer. So the book Younger for Life is available wherever books are sold, but ideally if you want to order it online, go to bookshop.org. Bookshop.org is a website that kind of it's like an indie bookstore website. And what you do is you can choose your independent bookstore near you, and all the profits of the sale of that book goes to your independent bookstore. But it's just one website, so you don't have to find your own independent bookstore. You just go to one website, you choose your store, and then that profit of that sale goes to your indie bookstore, which we always encourage. Otherwise, it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all that too. But if you do pre-order the book or order the book, depending on when you hear this podcast, then I encourage you to go to autojuvenation.com. At autojuvenation.com, you put your book order in, your name, your email address, and we'll send you a bunch of free gifts, including a companion recipe guide, a quick start skincare guide, so you can start with changing your skincare routine right away. We give you a printable shopping list, and we also give you a $30 gift certificate to our online store if you want to start trying some of our Yoon Beauty natural and organic skincare products. So we'll essentially pay for the price of the book and more by giving you skincare products for free.
That's an awesome deal. Thanks so much, Tony. I mean, I always love chatting with you. Always love
Yeah,
seeing
thanks,
Tony and
Kevin.
I see each other at different events that we go to. And he's a great person. And you have integrity too, which is really important to me. And I just
Oh, thank
appreciate
you.
that in the people in the health space like you. So
Well, right back at you, my friend. Right back
thanks.
at you.
Thank you so much, Tony. And then for everybody listening, you can find all the resources, show notes, everything mentioned here today right down below, either this podcast or video that you're watching, and you can find it at bonecoach.com. I want to thank you again so much for your time. We'll see you in the next episode. Hope you found this episode of the Bone Coach Show helpful. You can find all the resources, show notes, everything mentioned over at bonecoach.com. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, be sure to share it with someone you love, a friend, family member, even a group of people. And also be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode that can help you improve your bones, your health, and your future. One last reminder, if you haven't done so already, head over to bonecoach.com for more great resources to help you get on the path to stronger bones and an active future. I'm your Bone Coach, Kevin Ellis. I'll see you in the next episode.